Hello, everyone. Ghouls, ghosts, goblins, gargoyles, zombies, mummies, vampires, werewolves, and everything else that goes bump in the night. I'd like to formally welcome you all to a very special night. Welcome to Halloween. First things first, as always, I'd like to thank you all again for your support on the last episode. As you might be able to tell, unfortunately, this is another solo episode, but I made a promise to all of you, so the show must go on. At first, I was going to make some sort of special, but, you know, to be honest, I quickly realized that I didn't really have any time whatsoever to do anything that I wanted to. So, with that being said, this doesn't necessarily mean that I will not be doing some sort of Halloween special after Halloween. So it won't really be a Halloween special. But I still kind of want to do something. I'm just not sure when yet. Considering I will be very busy from this day forward. Really quick, shout out to the homie in Jordan. Okay, so first things first. Elon Musk, he opened the floodgates. He has removed every permanent ban, including the ban on Donald Trump, which, as you can guess, has already started a plethora of things. And I know what you might be thinking. Now, Prince, you're not about to get political, are you? And to that I say, absolutely fucking not. I'm neither right nor left, and quite frankly, politicians scare me. Plus, considering a lot of you aren't even in the U.S., I doubt any of us care that much anyways. Politics are more of Blue's thing, as it is. So, if you want that, you'll have to get that from him. But in other news, Jake Paul beats Silva by decision. And I know that a few of you are going to want to hear my thoughts on that. And to be honest, I don't really have anything to say right now. But the fact that Anderson Silva did make a promise, I guess a deal with Jake Paul, that if he lost, he would help him start a organization that would help fighters. So that's always a good thing, I guess. In other news, not only is Kanye West a Looney Tunes character, but he's a racist lunatic. And see, I've heard things about social media apparently being split on this. No, I haven't seen anything personally, but I'm not entirely on social media as much as one may think. And it's split between, from what I've heard, people who, as you would think, don't agree with what he's saying, and people who are standing by him and or agreeing with what he's saying. And if you're on the note of, well, he's mentally ill, blah, 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 I can kind of understand that. I'm not one for abandoning people, especially if I know that they need help. But if you are one of the people who agree with what he's saying, I would like to personally tell you that you are a fucking Neanderthal. No joke. If you stop tweeting just for 5 seconds, and actually listened to the shit that he says, you'd understand that it makes absolutely no fucking sense whatsoever. I want to say, I don't understand why people keep giving him a platform. Giving him a platform. But I do. I mean, the show must go on, right? Not even after I've said that. Not now. Now, even after I've said that. I know that at least one of you will be saying, but Prince, I have been listening to what he's been saying. I still completely agree. And to that I say, kill yourself. Yeah, I mean it. No joke, no laugh this time, no bullshit. There are 7.5 billion and counting people on this planet. Too many people, I might add. And if you're racist, I think the one thing, the one good deed you could do in your life is end it. Just saying. That's just my opinion. Now, with that being said, I'm sorry to those who weren't expecting that or had nothing to do with it. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but this episode is going to be short. I'm recording it on the 30th, and I have a lot of stuff to do in preparation. Plus, it's nearly sunup for me. And I kind of have a headache, if you couldn't tell by my tone. So, 7 minutes is crazy, but hopefully we'll make it a little bit longer by reading these quotes that I prepared. These are from three of some of my favorite writers, and these writers had a big impact on me growing up as a child, especially in my middle teens. Yeah, middle teens. So, first is a well-known quote by H.P. Lovecraft. The oldest and strongest emotion of mankind is fear. And the oldest and strongest kind of fear is fear of the unknown. Next, Stephen King. I'm every nightmare you've ever had. I am your worst dream come true. I am everything you were ever afraid of. And last but not least, the man who started it all for me, Edgar Allan Poe. The boundaries which divide life from death are at best shadowy and vague. Who shall say where one ends and where the other begins? Now, with that last quote, I'd like to give one more thank you. For the love and support that you guys have showed me. As I said before, and as I will continue to say, I genuinely did not expect it, especially because this podcast was started up. I mean, the title is it's Universe 7. It's not supposed to be only one of us, but as time goes on, people get more busy. A lot of things happen. People get into, people fall in love. And people enjoy that. And they absorb the time that they have. They live in the moment, which is something that I've preached to my brothers. So I'm glad that they're finally doing it. I can't thank you enough. Like I said before, that Halloween special, I'll say 70%. There's a 70% chance that you all will still get that episode. Because technically I already kind of wrote a script for this. I wrote a script for this episode. I just didn't really follow it as much as I thought I would. I'm not a big person on reading out loud. If my brothers are listening, they'll know exactly what I'm referring to. Let's just say I used to get in a lot of trouble in school. And if there was something I didn't want to do, I wasn't going to do it. So, thank you. And I hope you enjoy this episode, even though it's literally hardly even 10 minutes. I don't know, maybe we'll make the 11 or 12 minute mark. But it's, for me, it's not really about the time. I know that it probably is to a lot of you. You want something that you can listen to while you do some dumb shit. But for me, it's just making sure I make communication with you guys. Even though I understand that you can't speak back to me directly, which I would like for you to. Even if it is negative, I would like to hear it. I feel like, in a way, you guys, you keep this channel going. Because if there wasn't as much support on that last episode, there wouldn't be another episode. If there hasn't been all this support throughout all this time, there wouldn't have been any more episodes. And I know that at the beginning of this, we said that, well, we're going to keep doing this no matter what, even if we have one viewer, which is partly true. This isn't something that you can get us to stop doing if you throw enough hate at us or something like that. But this is something that, as I've said before, none of us listen to podcasts. So this isn't something that is a super duper passion project. At least not right now, where we're at in our careers. We just have so much other shit going on. And for a lot of them, this is just like bottom of the line. And sometimes, I won't lie, it is for me too. Sometimes I have to really push myself to get up and record one of these. Hell, even this one, I had to really, really push myself into doing. And then I got the idea where it was going to be the special episode where I was going to read you some spooky shit or tell you some stories that I've heard growing up or things along that line. And I got halfway through page one of the script and realized I had no fucking time whatsoever. I don't like doing anything half-ass researched, so I wasn't going to give you anything that I didn't know was 100% the truth. And I wasn't just going to spring a half-assed project out of nowhere, because if I'm not doing this for me, I'm doing it for you guys, for the people who are still listening. Even though we don't know each other, I feel like, in a sense, by now we kind of do. So, one more time, I'd like to say thank you. Happy Samhain, and happy Halloween. And just a quick note, I really hope you're celebrating, because, well, I am. And to all of my people specifically, I know you are as well. But if you're not, and if I find out that you're not, well, fuck around and find out. Trick or treat.